In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I want to tell you a little story to start off, children, about St. John Marie Vianney. Actually, not so much about the saint himself, but of a close companion of his whom he worked with at the very beginning of his priesthood. See, oftentimes we think of St. John Marie Vianney and we think of when he went to Ars and worked there amongst the people in a town a little over 200 people, and so many people flocked to see him in that very small town. But before he ever even went to Ars, he became a priest and was assistant to another priest in a totally different town. And that priest's name was Father Bailey. Now, this Father Bailey was also a very pious man, just like St. John Marie Vianney. And so they pushed each other, as oftentimes people who are trying to strive for heaven will do. They are good influences on each other. Maybe you, children, know somebody that is a good influence upon you and helps you to try to be more and more pious as you go along. Well, this is how St. John Marie Vianney and Father Bailey worked. One would do a certain amount of prayers, and then the next one would be inspired to do that much, or maybe even a little more. And then the other priest would do a little more. And then one priest would fast for so long, and the other one would fast for a little longer. Then they'd fast for a little longer. Or they'd keep up and they'd get half an hour less sleep one night, and then they'd go an hour less sleep the next night. Or they'd scourge themselves 30 times and then maybe 35 times, and then 40 times. They did all these sacrifices and all these penances and didn't even realize it, but they were pushing each other to do more and more sacrifice and prayer and penance. And they were very, very pious, both of them. Obviously, one of them is a saint. And then it came the day in which it was time for Father Bailey to die. And he was in his sickbed and he was laying there. And he asked one thing of St. John Marie Vianney. He asked him to promise him to take the footlocker at the end of his bed and hide it from all people. And the young Father John Vianney said, "Why do you want me to hide that locker?" He said, "Inside that locker are all the instruments of my penance, my whip for scourging myself, my hair shirts, and whatever various other things that he did to torment his flesh in the honor of God as a sacrifice to him. I want you to hide those things because I'm afraid that if people were to find out about them, then they would assume that I'm a saint and would not pray for me when I need them in purgatory." And St. John Marie Vianney did. He hid those items, and he always continued to pray for that Father Bailey. You see, Father Bailey understood. He knew how much a priest was responsible for. He knew how harsh his judgment was going to be because God has trusted him with so much responsibility. You see, and priests, they really do answer for a lot. We can see that in one Dominican priest that had lived many, many years ago. He lived sometime in the late 13th century, and he was this wonderful, wonderful priest, extremely pious, extremely holy, known for doing great mortifications unto himself. He was a very humble man, and he was an excellent, excellent preacher. He preached so well, and hundreds of souls came to see him just to hear him preach. And he always was striving for sanctity, but he had one area of weakness. Every now and again, he would slip up and he would use language that was not proper for a priest. He'd use language that made people think maybe just slightly less edified of him, because it wasn't something that was necessarily really bad, but it wasn't the right type of words for a priest to be using. And so he died, and the priests in his order celebrated his death, knowing that he was such a pious man, and they gave great honors unto him after he had died. And a day or two afterwards, he appeared to one of the other brothers of the Dominican order that had known him. And he was there completely clothed in all this wonderful splendor, radiating light, looking so beautiful. But then he opened his mouth, and in his mouth it was filled with flames. And that was the purgatory sufferings that he had to endure for those ill-advised words that he had spoken. And he suffered greatly for it, and he beseeched his brother to please to pray and sacrifice for him, and that brother did until finally that priest was released from purgatory. And this is what I come to talk to you all about. Yesterday, we talked about the need and the importance of gaining indulgences for people in purgatory. We should do it for everybody that we know that passes away and pray for their souls and work hard for their souls and sacrifice for them. But even more so for good holy priests that pass away. You see, what do priests do for you in this life? They are here for you. They do prayers for you in this life. They offer the Mass for you in this life. They teach you. They give you counsel when you need it. They hear your confessions. They give you all the sacraments that you need. And they do so much to help you out in this life, giving of themselves, even putting themselves in danger for you. Think about, you know, when you hear confession or if you come for advice, you have to tell them about things that tempted you, and they have to resist those temptations too. So they put themselves in danger for your souls, and they give you advice which they are responsible for, those words for your souls. And all they ask in return is your prayers. All they desire for payment is that you remember them in this life that they may be holy, and most especially after they're gone, that they may be released from purgatory as quickly as possible so that they can be in heaven forever and one day meet you there. So, when you remember your holy souls in purgatory, and you pray for them, and you come for those indulgences on Sunday and Monday, and all throughout the month of November, and all throughout your lives, and you're praying every day for those holy souls in purgatory, remember to make some special prayers for good and holy priests who have died before you, that God may have special pardon upon them, because they answer for so much. And you do this, not only will you have those priests to be saints for you in heaven, but so many souls who will return those prayers tenfold for you. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.